A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Mi'ila Dav Zayin, Mi'ila 7b. Pagination is 14. Midway on the page, Masnisin, as the Mishnah begins. We've encountered this concept regarding the process of Kodshei Kodeshim and Kodshim Kalim, that the demarcation point of Zurika in its process is going to do different things for these different karbanos. In the case of Kodshei Kodeshim, we discussed, until the point of Zrika, everything is forbidden on the status of Me'ila. Once Zrika is done, the meat becomes permitted to the Kohanim and is therefore not Me'ila. Regarding Kodshei Kalim, the lighter type of Kodshim, like a Shlamim, for example, the animal is not Me'ila until the point of Zrika. And at Zrika, the parts designated for the Mizbeach will have the rules of Me'ila apply to them. Circling back to Kodshei Kodeshim, an example would be a Karban Chatos. So we're going to see that basic principle, Kodshei Kodeshim, Kodshim Kalim, presented in this Mishnah explicitly. Maise Domim, the act regarding the blood, meaning the Zrika, sprinkling on the Mizbeach, B'Kodshei Kodeshim Lahakel Ulahachmir. When it comes to Kodshei Kodeshim, some of it is lenient, the results of the Zrika, and some of it is stringent. Again, the results of the Zrika could be stringent. Uve Kodshim Kalim, when it comes to the lighter type of Kodshim, Kulu Lahachmir, everything that's happening is all strict because until that point there wasn't an Isser Me'ila. Ketzad, how does this apply? Kodshei Kodeshim Lefnei Zrikas Damim Moalim Be'emurehem Uvevasar. When you have Kodshei Kodeshim, we said like a Korban Chatos, before the Zrika, there's full-fledged Me'ila in the animal. It has not yet been permitted to people. And therefore, both the Emurim, the innards that are going on the Mizbeach, and the Basar, which will ultimately, if it's processed properly, be permitted for the Kohanim to eat, all of that is included in Me'ila. If someone would come in and take it, it would be this act of Me'ila stealing from God. La'achar zurikas damim, but after the sprinkling of the blood. Mo'alim be'emureyem ve'en mo'alim be'basar. There's going to be Me'ila regarding the emurim. That's considered the strict dimension, that it either retains or it's a new lamdus. It's headed for the Mizbeach. It's actually a new chumra because the other one expired with Zrika. Ve'imo alim bebasar. And you're not going to have Me'ila in the meat because it's designated for the Kohanim. You'll notice that in the opening statement it was called Maisa Damim, the act of the blood. Over here, the last two statements were Zrikas Damim, explicitly saying that it's talking about the sprinkling. Finishing off the thought regarding Kodshei Kodeshim, Ve'alze Va'alze Chayiv Mishum Pigul Nosar V'tamei. And in both regards, as far as the Emurim and as far as the Basar, the concept of Pigul, Nosar, and Tamei, to eat from such a carbon, is going to go into effect with the Zrika, because Pigul, Nosar, and Tamei are affecting only if otherwise it would have been a kosher carbon. Pigul is that the person is eating from an animal that at the time of Shechita, the intent was to eat it improperly. Nosar is that the meat was left over beyond its proper time. And tamei is that he's tamei at the time of eating. The animal has to be kosher in every other regard, and that's why zrikas damim was required. This clearly is a chumrah until the point of zrika, wasn't kosher, and these things did not apply. Nimtza, the result is ma'ase damim b'kodshei kodashim lahakel ulahachmir. By kodshei kodashim, the results of the zrika are some strict and some lenient. Continuing in the Mishnah, uvekodshim kalim kulan lahachmir. By lighter form of kodshim, all that's happening is strict, because until then there wasn't much. Ketzad, how does that work? Kodshei kalim lefnei zrikas damim ein mo'alin lo ve'emurin v'lo bebasar. Kodshei kalim, the rule is that there's no me'ila, not on the emurim and not on the basar, if it's before the zrika. La'achar zrikas damim, after the zrika, mo'alin be'emurin ve'en mo'alin be'basar. There is me'ila on the emurim, not on the basar, that's fine, but it created me'ila. Alze ve'alze chayavim alav, mishum pigol nosev etameh. And on both the emurim and the basar, pigul noser v'tamei will apply, because now it would have been a kosher karban, because the zrika has been done. Nimtza, the result is, as we were committed in the overview at the start of the Mishnah, that ma'aseh damim b'kodshim kalim kulam lahachmir. When it comes to kodshim kalim, zrika is only producing strictness, because until then, it did not have any of these laws that are being described. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.